attention. Un chocolat. One should do it, right? Yeah. Okay, Rabbi Say. Okay, so the string of Ibayas that we had over here was from the bottom of Lamed Aleph, Lamed Aleph, to the end of the Perek, was a string of Ibayas that we couldn't really put everything together. First, the Gemara started with Rav Yonason, with the member of Klovim, Rav Yanai rather, that Achilas Klovim is good enough for Pigul. And we brought a pasuk from Izevel that used the Lashon Achila when the Navi gave her a claw and he said that your flesh will be eaten by the dogs. They use the Lashon of Achila. The Gemara then went to Eish, that Eish is also called an Achila. And the Gemara said, if that's the case, Eish should be mitzaref with Achilas Adam. And the Gemara said, Einachanami, it's only if you use the Lashon Achila. If you use the Lashon Akhtara, then it's not. Which also we didn't quite get. Because fundamentally, the main problem we have from the beginning to the end, it just progressively, it snowballs and its difficulty of understanding it. But fundamentally, the main problem we have in the sugya, from the beginning of the sugya, mamish till the end of the sugya, is the fact that, l'chayra, the reason why achilas klovim is sufficient, as far as being chayif a pigul, is because you don't need a ma'is achila. Anyway, you need a ma'is achila kol haterakula, a dog's achila won't count. Right? So the reason why Achilas Klavim works is because the focus of Pigul, like the Briskerov explains, is not the Adam, it's the carbon. That the carbon should be consumed. That's the point. So if that's the point, so then it would seem very difficult to understand who cares if you use Lashon Achilu, you use Lashon Akhtola. What's the difference? Even that piece. Again, the difficulties grow as we went through last week. But even the first step of the Gemara is difficult. Step one of the Gemara is that Ein Hachanami, Haktara should also be Mitztaref. But the problem is, you had in mind the Lashon Haktara. If you had in mind the Lashon Achila, so notice if a person basically said, I'm going to eat it because I have Chutzal's money, and the Mizbeach should eat it because I have Chutzal's money, then it would talk about Mitztaref. Who cares what your Lashon is? That's what's true. Okay. Then the Gemara went from that. The Gemara said, we're talking about Lashon Achila, L'chud, Lashon Achila. So now, Boy of Ashi had the Shal of two B'nai Adam. Right? Which also is very difficult. Why shouldn't two people be Mitzvah? Once you don't need Achila, and all you need is consumption. So each person is just a vessel, is like the tool of consumption. Right? It's not the person is, we don't need a Ma'is Achila. So two people is no worse than two dogs. Two dogs, the Gemara never have a mean it shouldn't work. In fact, they more use the Lashon Rabbim. Chishiv l'achilas klovim. Right? So the dogs are mitzaref. Right? Punkt the Gemara, the Shaila, shnei b'nei adam. Why? What's the Shaila? Fine. And that also will push it. Do we go basa reichlim azlinan? V'lekashiru? Do we go basa machshav azlinan v'ikashiru? Okay. The Gemara brought a raya, lechol lahakter, ein achil v'aktor mitzaref, in the top of Lamed Aleph from the base, lechol v'lechol, dumid lechol lahakter is mitzaref. Shnei b'nei adam mitzaref. Okay. Now, clear to Gemara, boy rova, chishiv lechol kazayis, be yoysim echte achilas pras. If you mechashev to eat a korban, yoysim echte achilas pras. Mao. Achilas kavaya medamin alay, or achilas hedit medamin alay. Okay. Peladigazach. And this is where everybody was trying to insert their machshavas on this inyan, right? What shayich bechlal a tziruf of terkei d'achilus pras? Once we're already dealing with shnei b'nei adam, once we've accomplished that shnei b'nei adam is also works, which is the ultimate separation by having two people. If that's mitzvah, so kol shekein more than k'dechilus pras is mitzvah. More than k'dechilus pras is in one person is much more mitzvah than two people. Right? So what's the one we're talking about? What's the stam for satach? And this is not a new kasha. This kasha, everybody has this kasha. And we even had the extreme version of the Karenor and the Sfasemis, speaker the Sfasemis, that wants to say an echanami. This doesn't make any sense, the signan here. It doesn't make sense. Sfasemis is only asking this last point that we're talking about. And therefore he flips it. He says, an echanami. This shaila that the Gemara has of Yosef Mechte Achilles Pras is not going with Abaye. Abaye already was patient that Shnei B'nei Adam HaMitztarif, then there's no place to have a Shaila of Achilles Pras. Because two people is the ultimate separation. So if two people work for people, then Kol Shekein V'Kol Shekein Yosef Mechte Achilles Pras. The Sfasemis makes this huge doichik that he says that this part of the Gemara is going without that part of the Gemara. Which, by the way, if you look at Tosis, basically, he says not like that. Tosis clearly says that these Ibayas are going one together with the other. If you look at Tosis, when the Gemara comes to this point, when the Gemara has the Shaila, Tosis, this is a regular Timsaloyma Shaila. Tosis says, So Tosis learns that this is going, the signinus of the Gemara going one Ibaya into the other Ibaya. That's how he understands it. This is not separate Ibayas. These Ibayas are each leading one into the each Ibayas leading into the next one. And then ultimately the Gemara comes with the ultimate plea, where the Gemara talks about Terchei d'Achilles Pras by the Mizbeach. And the Gemara says that L'chori have a raya from the Mizbeach that even Yosef Mechte Achilles Pras is okay, because Achilles Mizbeach doesn't happen Terchei d'Achilles Pras. The Gemara, that's the way the Gemara understands the Metzius. The Gemara says, well, Duma Be'asik Gadol. That's the conclusion of the Gemara. Maybe we're talking about a big fire on the Mizbeach. And therefore got consumed right away. Obviously, the Gemara means that, of course, the Gemara knew that the Mizbeach had a Hesek Gadol. The Gemara means that L'chaira, by the fact that the Mishnah wasn't medactic to say that you put it on the fire when there was a big fire there, means even if it was more than G'dechus. The way I understood this, because they asked this kasha on the Gemara. The Achronim asked this kasha on the Gemara. First of all, they established from the Gemara, you see, that Achilus Mizbech is like Achilus Adam, meaning you need consumption. Because many understand that the Mizbech, Haktorah, once it's ignited, that's it, that's Haktorah. Because in many places in Shas, in Kachim, we find the concept called Mashlo Ben Ha'or. Mashlo Ben Ha'or means that it caught fire. The fire is Moshel on it. The fire has captured it, not consumed it. So clearly in Hilchas HaKtorah normally, we haven't found that you need it to be consumed. The Gemara is obviously learning that over here you need consumption, which that alone is Tzorachi and Gol. In other words, the Achronim say, from here you see that for Machsheves Pigol, Moshla Benar is not enough. Because otherwise the whole Gemara is a question. The Gemara says, L'chayr bring a raya from the Mizbeach. Over there takes more than Kedei Achilles Pras. It doesn't take more than Achilles Pras to ignite. Assumingly it takes more than Achilles Pras to consume. That also we have to know why, but I'll explain to you that point. But the Gemara is clearly it ignites immediately. Much before the Shir of Kedei Achilas Pras. No, what I'm saying is that normally in Halacha, once it's Mashla Bahena Or, it's already Lach Mishal Mizbeach. It's already called Mukhtar. In fact, the whatever dinim of Molo Lo Yerid, Mashla Bahena Or is enough. Meaning, in many areas in Kachim, Mashla Bahena is sufficient. So what the Achronim say, starting with the Briska Rav and many others, from this Gemara you see, that for Pigel, it's not. But that, all I'm saying is that's not so simple. How the Gemara, meaning, the Gemara is asking Akasha, right? The Gemara is bringing a Raya. What's the Raya? I mean, it could be Mashal Ben, it is enough. And that happens, Toyka de Achilles Plas. When the Gemara is Akasha, the Gemara has to have a standing to ask Akasha. So if we have a standard in Kachem that's called Mashal Ben Or, and that's sufficient for many halachas, and now we have halacha potentially that has to be Kedei Achilles Plas. And we're asking Akasha, how does Akhtor work for Pigel? It's Yoyse Mechtei Achilles Plas. So the first question you should ask is, Mechtei, so you need it to be consumed. The Briska Rav is saying, we see from here, it has to be consumed. Mechtei, how did Gemara know that there's the Akasha? Could be just like in other areas of Kachim, Mashal Ben Or is enough. And that clearly happens Kedei Achilles Plas. So what's the problem? All I'm saying is that even after the Briska Rav gives his pshetl, it's still tzarachian. What's the basis to ask Akasha? If the Gemara would answer, it wouldn't be so gefelach. The Gemara is basing it to ask Akasha, bring a raya. So that's also tzarachian God. The fact that the Gemara assumed that we're talking about a small fire, that bothers me the least. From all the kashas that we have in the sugya, that bothers me the least. Because that you could say very simple. Clearly the Mizbeach had times where there's a big fire, times where there's a small fire, depending on the time of the day, depending on what's going on in the Mizbeach. That's clear. Achilas Pras is normally not a Mizbeach requirement. Right? It's not. There's no such din as Achilas Pras by the Mizbeach. Normally. Okay. So the Gemara is just saying a simple thing. The Gemara in the Havamina was saying, L'chayr by the fact that the Mishnah says Haktara and doesn't require Achilas Pras. It includes a case where the fire is low. You understand? Meaning, if Kedei Achilas Pras is a normal thing for the Mizbeach, conceptually, so then you could just say, well, the Mishnah's talking about where was Kedei Achilas Pras. But since Achilas Pras is normally not in sync with Achilas Mizbeach, so if that would be a requirement, the Mishnah should have stated it. Its absence from the Mishnah makes the Gemara assume, that's why, all I'm saying is why the Gemara uses this lashon. The Gemara says, what do you mean? For Haktor b'yoyse mechtei achilas pras. All I'm saying is, mechteisa. The back and forth, the Gemara seems strange. The Gemara says, for Haktor b'yoyse mechtei achilas pras. And for the Gemara, no behesed got. So I'm telling you, I'm explaining to you what the Gemara was saying. For Haktor doesn't have a requirement to take the achilas pras. So Mamela the Mishnah Lachar is including the situation where it's Yosef Mechtei Achilas Pras. And that the Gemara gives him a doichik teretz. Dilma Be'asik Godel, maybe Einachanami, even though the Mishnah doesn't say it, it is a requirement. But the Shaka Matayah, this bothers me the least of all the kashas. But this point of the Gemara is where even the more creative ones amongst us, this part of the Gemara really was blew our minds. Because what shayach bechlal the concept of Kedei Achilas Pras by the Mizbech? What's even shayach that? Achilas Mizbech, is that Achilas Adam?
Normally there's no shayach.
Exactly. Are you going to give us the same Torah as last week? Not that I have a problem with that, but you gave it already. I'm not even arguing with it anymore. At this point, the way I feel right now, You got me at a very, I'm very vulnerable. The Advil didn't kick in yet. But I'm not saying anything more than I said last week. So if you're not saying anything more than last week, so it's Harezek Kemoshis Kilu is Kabalti. If you have something to add to last week.
I would like to clarify because
you were very clear last week. But that we had last week. To what framework?
That there's two types of achilas. You wanted to say that, no, you can't say that achilas mizbeach has no meaning, because the Gemara says, Dilma b'hesed gadol, as though achilas mizbeach needs the achilas pras. That's not correct, because the Gemara only brings in the concept of the achilas pras by achilas mizbeach in a specialized case where the person was
you said this last week. There's nothing new here. And all I told you last week was that if the Kohen is thinking that the Mizbeach is an Achila, he should get his head examined. Because how? It doesn't matter. He cannot, Aaron HaKohen, together with his brother Moshe, can't make that the Mizbeach should have a din of Achilas Adam. They can't. No, I'm saying, they can't. So exactly. So Moshe and his brother Aaron and all the Kohanim together with all the Mishmaras can't make that the Mizbeach should be Achilas Adam. They could think it, but halachically, there is no such a thing as an Achilas Adam by Mizbeach. You could think it from today till tomorrow, but it's not Achilas. You could tell me, you'd like the Mizbeach to be Achilas Adam, but guess what? It ain't an Achilas Adam. Exactly. So since it's not an Achilas Adam, all we were saying was very simple. So the criteria of Achilas Pras doesn't do anything to the Mizbeach. That's all. I'm not understanding what you're saying. Hesed Gadol. I don't understand what Hesed Gadol means. I still don't. It's unbelievable. All I said was one thing. Why would the Gemara even ask the question? If there's no concept of Achilas Pras by the Mizbeach, so why did the Gemara just answer? The Gemara should just say, B'Mizbeach, Lekodin Achilas Pras. The reason why you have no diak, you're making a diak from the Mishnah, you have no diak. One second. The reason why you have no diak is, like you said, because the very obvious elephant in the room, which is that by the Mizbeach, there's no concept of Tekken Echilus Pras. The Gemara should just answer very simply. The Gemara should say, Hocha b'achilus Mizbeach, Telecha b'ikad Echilus Pras. Our Shaila is by an Adam. That's exactly what I asked you last week. I'll ask it to you again, and if we go through this next week, I'll ask it to you again next week. Why did the Gemara just say, instead of the Gemara saying, Hocha b'hesig God laskinon, the Gemara should just say, Hocha b'mizbech askinon, the lekha b'din, the chachilus pras. We are Shaila is by achilus Adam. The Hocha b'achilus mizbech askinon, the lekha b'kide achilus pras. So my question is the same, it's the same. I'm holding exactly where I was last week. Nothing changed. I thought what you were trying to say last week was that once you have in mind Achila by the Mizbeach, so now already the Mizbeach becomes like an Adam, and now there is Achila's Pras by the Mizbeach. That's what I thought you were saying. But anyway, so let's go back to the process of the Gemara here, where we started off with Klavim, which that already, as the Brisker Rav points out, is a raya that you don't need Achila. And meaning you don't need Achila, you don't need all the halachas of Achila. Right? And then the Gemara goes from there to Shnei Bnei Adam and to Yosem Echtei Achilus Pras. For some reason. That's the main process that we have to understand. And if we understand that, then everything else we will be able to understand. What's the hemshich of the sukkah? And again, like I said, this is not my kasha. This is what all the great rabbis, this is the difficulty that they struggle with in our sugya. That tochara doesn't work. The hemshich doesn't work. So, what I think we have to say here is like this, in order to give some clarity. We have the stipler. The stipler said that when he has the same kasha, right, the same kasha, and he said, Avada Yosem Echtei Achilus Pras was never even a shaila in the Gemara. Right? The Shaila in the Gemara was, and I want you to know the Keren Oris has came out the same idea like the Stipe as well. B'chaven, really, to the Keren Oris. The Gemara, when the Gemara says Yosem Echtei Achilus Pras, the Gemara didn't mean the classic Yosem Echtei Achilus Pras that we talk about in Shas, which is you had a half a Kazayas at 10 o'clock and a half a Kazayas at 10:10. That's the classic Yosem Echtei Achilus Pras in Shas. And the problem in that classic case is you can't plug in the two achilas. You're left with a half a kazayis at 10 o'clock, which is nothing. And then you have a half a kazayis at 10:10, which is nothing. That's the classic. Comes the stipel. The stipel says, no, we're talking about a very unique case here. We're talking about a case where you ate it slowly. And consistently, slowly. Where even if you would keep on eating without stopping, you wouldn't finish it in 9 minutes. The rate of eating was such that it wasn't that you took a break. You kept on eating. But you were eating it slow to the extent that you wouldn't have consumed it by Kedechel's Pras. Which, by the way, by Birchas Hanenim, that is the key. The rate of your eating is the key, meaning, because L'moshel, by Birch Sanenim, there's a famous Mishnah L'melech in Hilchas Brachas that talks about coffee and tea. Talks about coffee and tea, whether you need Kedei Achilus Pras by coffee and tea. Do you make a Brach Achorin on coffee? Right? So many of the G'daylim or Makpid, that when they would sip a cup of coffee at the end, the last 3 ounces, they would, once it cooled down, they would, so you don't have a shaila. But the Mishnah Melech has a shaila, if you took it slowly, the hot cup of coffee, do you make a brach achreina? And the svar you should make a brach achreina is that now this is the derech achila by this. Meaning, by brach achreina, it's not a shir like you have by kazayas, by masa. It's a shir hanoh. And since this is the derech hanoh, the argument could be made similar to what the Taz says by whiskey. The Taz says, if you have a shot of whiskey, you make a brach achrein. And the Taz's reasoning is that this is the derech hanoh by this. And the Marsham then pulls that into Kiddush. The chassidim, he gives a limud schus on the chassidim. They make a glazel brofim. What? Like, what? Yeah, that's the basis. That taz. Now, the Lutfak accepted? Absolutely not. Absolutely not, and there's reason not to accept it. First of all, the taz is not necessarily an accepted view in this regard. But even if you adopt the taz's position in Bichsanenim, one can arguably say, and I haven't yet heard a good response to this, which is that the sheer kois is halachal moishe misinai. That's not hanoah. So by kiddush, if the halacha would be kiddush, doesn't need a koishal bracha, it needs hanoah, then we could pull the taz and say, you know what, by the shir hanoah normally is a revius, right, and the shir hanoah by whiskey is an ounce. Okay? But this is in koishal bracha. And koishal bracha, the Gemara in Pesachim brings halacha moishe misinai. So that's why, as Lutfak, we're not satisfied with that. What? That's a whole different story. Revius Bromfen is that's the second problem with the whiskey, which is it's not Yayin. And you're saying it's Chamar Medina. Good, that's Enechanami. If you have a Revius of Schnapps, that's much better. Halachically, there's much more of a leg to stand on than the whiskey shop. By the way, I don't have a problem with Chassidim who do it, based on the Masorah. I don't have a problem. They rely on it. They have Masorah Savas. The Divrei Chaim did it, they say. I have a problem when a guy's not a Chassid. And he's only a Chassid for this. You know my classic line. We had a guy downstairs here once making Kiddush. He wasn't even part of the shul. He was wearing a ring. And he was making on a... Now, Divrei Chaim didn't wear rings. But he was making... So I told him the ring is a chatzitza with the Divrei Chaim. You know, you can't grab both. But Lamaisa, the bottom line is that La'aloche, so the stipler wants to say that that's the kind of achila we're talking about. And since that's the kind of achila that we're talking about, so Mamela, it's not derech achila. So first of all, the Gemara should say that. That's my first question. The Gemara doesn't say that, number one. Number two, then this is a complete outliner. Because this has nothing to do with our whole sugya. This is a new shaila. Do you need derech achila by pigul? Has nothing to do with tziruf. Meaning, the whole sugya that we're in here, we're not knee deep, we're up to our waist, and Yossi's up to his neck. In this sugya, right? It's all tziruf. The whole sugya from beginning to end is tziruf. Chatzis eyes, klov, adam, mizbeh. That's the whole sugya here. So now, according to the stipler, we have to make a tremendous akimta, and we also have to say that all of a sudden now, the Gemara is dealing with a new shayla, which is actually minchas chinuch shayla. Nothing to do with our sugya. Minchas chinuch has a shayla. Does pigul need derech achil? Or does pigul not need derech achil? That's what he says. So the question is how to understand this. I want to just tell you like this. By Kiddush, we find by Kiddush a similar idea, which is also mind-boggling by Kiddush. We find, if you look in Shulchan Aruch, in Hilchos Kiddush, the halacha is that you need over there to have Meloy Lugmav. So the Shulchan Aruch brings down that l'katchila, the one who's drinking, the one who's making kiddush, he should drink the meloy lugmav. Tzorach lishtois mikoshel kiddush. This is reish simin reish ayin aleph in uchos kiddush. Tzorach lishtois mikoshel kiddush kimeloy lugmav. The haynush yisalkenu l'sarecha b'piv v'yomar. Okay, full roi revis. Okay. Zokta mishabura v'da zokta. The Ashir Shamloy Lugmov Tzorach Lishtois Pali Hefsek Harbe Shaloy Yishim Etchilis Ti Rishayin Atzay Shechanez Mishtei Reviyas Lay Mishtei Achilis Pras. The Mishabur says you have to Metzar of it. Otherwise it doesn't work. Next. Kamza Shulchan Aruch Vayeter says Imloy Tom HaMekadosh. What happens if the Mekadosh doesn't want to drink the wine? So he says One of the mesubim could drink malay lugmo v'gam ken yaitzi. The makadosh doesn't have to drink the wine. Somebody else can. Now what happens if nobody drinks a malay lugmo? A little bit. Everybody drinks a little bit. Are you mitzaref all the malay lugmovs? Says the Shulchan Aruch. First the Shulchan Aruch says, v'ein shti yishnayim mitzaref. Not mitzaref. Then the Shulchan Aruch says, v'yeshayim. Then bein kulam tamu k'malay lugmov yatsu. Why? The shtias kulam mitzaref es l'kashia. Everybody's drinking is mitzaref. Do you have a shear? Anyway, comes the Mishabur and he says, one second, I thought we need to have Achilles class. Even if one person is drinking, you need to have Achilles class. Says the Mishabur. What's going on? But the Yevon is kimu abe achroinim afilu shtiyas kalam esav and mitzaref esam loy lugmav. So Mishabur is bothered. So what happened? Listen what he says. He says, Ach, lo yishal yidei shtiyas kulam yesu mechdei achilas plas. Hata achilish from Mishnevoi. That all the people drinking, he says, taka b'dievid, you can rely on the shita, that everybody's drinking is mitzvah. But you should be careful that they all have a turkey de achilas plas. What does that help? That's exactly the kasha we have in our sugya. Once we establish that two people is good, then Kedah Achilus Pras, that's what all the Achronim are asking. Right? But here we have not just the Shaka Vatar in the Gemara, Halacha L'maisa. The Mishabur is saying, Halacha L'maisa, that if you have multiple people drinking the Koshal Kiddush, you still need Torah Kedah Achilus Pras. Pella. Right? So some want to say the Mishabur got his Raya from our Gemara. The fact that our Gemara, after the Gemara already established that two people are mitzaref, still the Gemara shaylov kedei achilas plas. So the reason why I didn't like that is because basically you're sending me the Mishabur to a Gemara that nobody understands either. You tell me the Peladik in Mishabur is riding on a sugi that we don't understand. Okay, but that this sugi seems to be a mocker to the Mishabur, a difficult mocker, but it seems to be a mocker to the Mishabur. Now, I'm not the one to first ask this kasha Mishabur. The Halakha Afike Yam rarely quotes the Mishabur in his Sefer. He was a contemporary of the Chofetz Chaim, Kimat. So he in his Sefer Afike Yam, in Chelek Beis, I have it here, he asked this kasha Mishabur. He says, Eze tziruf shayach kan, harei rak bodom echot, im shoy si yesim chtei achilus pras. He says, "Botl mishem shtiyah, but if the yaisim mikasheni mitzarefes, avu bebeis the gimel bnei yodim the yaisim, eich shayich tziruf letzarek mashesos arachodim acherim, loy shayich tziruf mizeklal." As I said, because what's happening in Uchas Kiddush is that the Shulchan Aruch is doing exactly what our sugi is doing, but lamaisa, Shulchan Aruch is paskening b'diavad. You could have 10 people drink the Maloy Lugmov and it's mitzaref as though it was consumed. But there's a provision that the Mishabur brings that they should all do a Torah Kedei Achilas Pras. But Achilas Pras doesn't connect separate people, which was the whole problem we had in our sugi in the reverse. That once the Gemara already said two people are mitzaref. So what's a Shaykh as Torah Kedei Achilas Pras? What's going on here? Anyway, so the Afike Yam therefore goes with a whole different approach than the Mishabur. He doesn't hold that the Mishabur works because of the kasha we're asking from, the same kasha we're asking in our sugi. Now, the truth is that our sugi is a raya to the Mishabur. Unless you learn like the Sfasemis, our sugi is a raya to the Mishabur. But the problem is that this is difficult and that's difficult. So we have two difficulties. It doesn't help us, you know. A lot of times people do when they have a shver sugi. You go, there's another shver sugi. That doesn't help me. So you have two shver sugis. That doesn't make it any clearer. So the question is, what's the nekud here? So I'll tell you what the nekud is, I'll let the Olam think about it as well. But I'll tell the Olam what I think could be, is the Mahalach how to understand the sugya. Really, Mereish Ad Gemira. And maybe it merges some of the many, many machshavas that everybody had here. The We understood that there's two extremes. Either the focus is the chefs of the carbon, or the focus is the gaver, the person who's eating. And that's the whole difficulty in our sugya, is that our sugya seems to be mizaki shtar lebeitche. Starts off with the ultimate non-achila, a dog. Right? And we find a pasuk in Tanakh that calls a dog eating. And from there we go to Adam and we start clearing Shnei Bnei Adam, and then after Shnei Bnei Adam. There's a challenge here of yeah, Adam, not Adam. That's the problem. And the reason why this is difficult is because we're ready to accept both views, like I was screaming at Yossi last week. We're ready to accept both positions, but make up your mind. We're ready to accept the position that all you need is beer. Consumption. Right? Fine, no problem. We're ready to accept that you need achila. No problem. But make up your mind. If you need achila, you don't need achila. So that's why there was a lot of creative thinking that maybe this too dinim, and maybe, in fact, if you want it to be an achila, it is an achila. Well, whatever. That's where everything else was going. And I kept on going back to pigul. It's one halach. It's one pasuk. There's no two makaris to pigul. There's one makar of pigul. And therefore, all the dinim have to go back to that central station called pigul. There's one station. And everything else is just a way, an instrument. And if you need achila, you should need achila. If you don't need achila, you don't need achila. But so here's what I think perhaps is the mahalach to understand here. Is a little bit of both. Meaning as follows. There's such a thing called a kolben. And there's such a thing called a gav. But we added one knesh to that. We said, well, if it's the carbon, the ikar is that the carbon got consumed. That's one thing. If it's the Adam, then the ikar is the mais achila of the Adam. But there's really a third way to learn. That's what I want the Ilum to think about, and it won't take us more than 5 minutes to plug it in after the Ilum thought about this, but I want the Ilum to give thought about this. And that the third way to learn is like this. Klapi the korban, there has to be an achila. Meaning, the achila, just like, well, I'll give you, the reason why I brought in Kiddush, the Kiddush is a perfect example. Kiddush requires shtia. The sheer shtia is Malay Lugmav. That's why one day in Shulchan Aruch says, if one person didn't drink Malay Lugmav, fatik. Yes, there's a hiddur for everybody to be tayim, but that's a separate thing. That's a separate thing. But the fact that the Koishal Kiddush needs a team of Malay Lukmov, that's why you can't be Mitzarev that. It's not Mitzarev. That's this. Yeah. But the Shita said, well, it is Mitzarev. What's the lumdus behind that Shita? So the lumdus behind that Shita is that the Koish, not that the Koish requires that it should be consumed a Malay Lukmov worth. No, that's not. Because if that would be the requirement, then there will be no shiurim, there'll be no kedachilus pras. That was all the problems we were asking. No. The kois, als the kois, als the cheshivus hakois, requires that there should be a shtia from it. So it's not that the kois is on its own, ignoring the human element. Als the cheshivus hakois, there's a requirement that there should be a shtia's adam from it. But it's not a din in the order. Meaning, a koishal bracha that has a bunch of requirements. It needs to have itur, you need to do merikah shtifa. There's dinim to koishal bracha. Tamay, pogmay, right? Those are all halachas in the kois, right? If the kois is pogam, it doesn't work. There's another halacha that the koishal bracha requires that a shtia happened from it. Meaning, it's not that it got consumed, like we last week we were talking about sicha and beer chametz, where consumption is the ikar, right? There's no din of tzibur for anything. There's no human element over there. Here by the kois requires that there should be a human consumption from this kois. Oh. Memela, that's the machlekes in the Shulchan Aruch. Since the kois, it's on the one hand, it's halacha, and the kois not in the adam. On the other hand, it's halacha that the kois requires that an adam should have. So when the person is drinking from it, it's not their halacha; it's a din in the kois. Does that require tziruf? Does the kais recognize that there are separate people drinking from it? Or does the kais say, listen, there was a maloy lugmav that, as far as I, the kais, are concerned, there was a maloy lugmav that was drunken from this kais. That's enough. Mitzad the kais. The kais doesn't recognize the different people. Because the kais doesn't have that halacha. People have that halacha. So where the Torah gives a din shti on the adam, so we recognize the separation of people. We recognize it. That's Reuven and that's Shimon and that's Levi and that's Yehuda. We recognize that. But when something is halacha, it's the kais, that the kais requires that it should be consumed, then multiple, even though the kais requires human consumption, but the kais doesn't recognize individuals. The kais recognizes that a consumption took place and the consumption was a human consumption. One second. That's what the kais requires. And that's the halacha. And that's the day in the Shulchan Aruch that holds that it's sufficient, the second day in the Shulchan Aruch, which is mamish going like our sugya, it's sufficient that there was a consumption, over there you mamish need a human consumption, but it's sufficient that there was a consumption of the maloy lugmav between everybody. That's what it's doing. Now, it's true that the kois doesn't recognize the individuals, right? But the physical consumption the kois is recognizing. So if the consumption, mitzad, so the reason why multiple people don't matter is because the kois looks at them all as one being. The human world, right? Mitzad the kois, there's not Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, there's Odom. Vayivra Hashem Elokim es Odom. So mitzad the kois, there's an Odom. Comes the Mishabur and he says, yeah, but Zman the Torah, Zman the kois recognizes. The separation of Zman, the kois recognizes. Because even though the kois is only recognizing Odom, but even Odom, the shame Odom, requires Kedekhilus Blas. So the fact that it's separate people, that doesn't get registered the second day in the Shulchan Aruch. That holds that you can have multiple people mitzaref to moy lugmav. It's because that day in the Shulchan Aruch holds that the kois doesn't recognize the fact that there's five people. The kois recognizes that a shtiyah took place. So it's not that it doesn't need a human consumption, it's that it had a human consumption. A human consumption. Reuven, Shimon, Levi are all the same to the kois. But Zman, even in one human, is a mafsik. So that's why the Mishabura holds that even that day, there's a fikiyamot. You can't have both. You can't have both in one room. Either you hold one person, and then you need kedachilus pras, or this second day in Shulchan Aruch would say you don't need kedachilus pras. Mishabura is saying no, kedachilus pras. We still hold on to the source being our sugya. So I'm explaining to you what the source is. Our sugya is a raya that it's shayich that we the focus. Yeah, on the korban is not the individuals that are eating the korban, but that the korban is getting eaten. There's still a din mitzad, the fact that it's getting eaten, as far as the korban is concerned, that it could be mitzad of it. The korban still has its zman halacha. Now, that still doesn't answer to us the klavim, and it actually does. It answers klavim and esh, but I have to explain it. So we ran out of koiches and zman right now. At least for myself, I don't know what Olam's holding. So next week we will, Ezer Hashem, start the next parak, but we'll spend the first couple of minutes plugging in. But I'm open to the Olam. This, by the way, incorporates a lot of the source that the Olam was saying. Just it qualifies it. Okay. Have a meaningful fast. Without water? Without water is not a problem.